Oh, the devil has a sick sense of humor posting me here. In a church, of all places, as a nun in training. Damn, I do love the way he thinks. I'll show him, though. He figures I'm too soft, that this holy place will bring out the good in me. Never. If only it wasn't so boring and quiet around here all the time. Oh, hang on. What do we have here? A tortured soul, perhaps? What's the matter, my child? Why the sad face? Come, sit down here beside me and tell me all about it. You came here to be alone with your thoughts. Well, this is a good place for that, I guess. Quiet, peaceful, boring as fuck. Oh, nothing. Wait a minute. You've been crying. Oh, well, we can't have that. Let's dry those tears. Oops. I don't seem to have any tissues. We can just use the collar on my robe thingy. No, it's fine. Just lean down here against my chest and let me dry up those tears. Oh. There you go. There's some color back in your face already. Are you blushing? You are a naughty man. I'm not like the nuns you're used to. Ain't that the truth? Well, I'm not really a nun. I mean, at least not yet. Hopefully fucking never. You could say I'm biding my time here. Are you in a rush? You keep looking at your watch. You're on your lunch hour. And spending in this place? Right, you wanted to be alone with your thoughts. Did you have a bad day at the office? Is wifey being a bitch again? No, my child. I'm just trying to offer some solace, I guess. But you probably came here to pray, didn't you? Personally, I don't like getting down on my knees in this place. At least not to pray. I mean, because it's so time-consuming. And you are pressed for time, right? How about we light a candle instead? That's much more my style. Yes, of course it'll work. Come on. Ah, just look at that flame. So hot and vibrant and powerful. There's nothing quite like fire, is there? My eyes are glowing. Oh, must be the reflection of the stained glass. How about you close your eyes and make a wish? Or whatever you do with these candles. Good. Now feel better. Uh-oh. The lunchtime service is about to start. By the devil, I can't handle another service in this place. You don't want to get caught up in the service crowd, do you? You said you wanted time alone. Good, let's just dip inside here. No one will find us. It's so quiet. Yes, just shut the door. By the devil, it's tiny and dark. Did we wander into the storage closet? Wait, who's that? What are you talking about? This is a confessional. Of course, I knew that. You mean one of those booths where you, like, tell all your dirty deeds and then abracadabra presto changeo, the slate is wiped clean? Oh, this is just great. Actually, why don't you just confess then? I'm up for hearing some of your dirty deeds. No, can't just leave and go out into the middle of service. I could lose my nun badges or stripes or whatever. No, no, no. You're going to have to confess some sins to this man. I don't know all the bad things you've done. Nothing. Nothing at all. Oh, by the devil, why do I get stuck with the one goody-two-shoes on the whole entire planet? Then again, maybe this is just the devil's way of testing me. Oh, no sins, you say? Well, let me help you fix that then. Easy, relax, big boy. Hell's bells. Now this is more my style. Now you have something to confess. Tell him that you've had impure thoughts. It's true. You're thinking dirty right now. Look how hard your cock is. Very good. Did you hear him? He wants you to continue. All right, then. Tell him that you've enjoyed the oral sexual pleasure of a woman that's not your wife. Oh, it's not a lie. Well, at least it's not a lie now, is it? Fuck. Shit. Sorry. I mean, fudge. Your cock is yummy. Oh, and isn't it good to get these wrongdoings off your chest? I'm sure you've got more. Like, tell him how you're obsessed with big tits. Oh, that's definitely not a lie. You've been staring at mine since you walked in here. And tell him that you've groped a complete stranger's tits, too. Flash on flash. Give me your hands. Ah, there. Now you have to admit to it, don't you? Ah, yes. Oh, and tell him, too, that the more you did that, the more you groped those big, fat, soft titties, the harder your cock got, until you felt like you were going to burst if you didn't put it into a warm, wet hole. Yeah, go on, tell him. Damn, you've got a devilish streak after all. Look at that cock leaking, thinking those dirty thoughts. Oh, that's not the hole you were hoping for, is it, dirty man? You're not really gonna lie in the confessional, are you? I didn't think so. Then admit it. Tell him that you wanted to drive your dick into that devilish stranger's cunt so bad. Oh, please. I'm sure he's heard worse. But while we're at it, admit to him that you love using dirty words. Tell him you like to say cunt and fuck and jack off and cock, slut, fuckhole, whore, devil, bitch. Why is it so much hotter to hear dirty words coming from such a clean mouth? Speaking of a clean mouth getting dirty, I've got something you could rub all over that clean mouth to make it super filthy. Oh, get down on your knees. That's what the kneeler's for, isn't it, after all? Oh, I just lift this damn ridiculous garb thing all the way up and up and up. Oh! You surprised by my stockings and garter belt and red lace thong? What did you expect? Granny panties. Your cock's happy to see this thong, isn't it? So snug against my cunt. Oh, there's that word again. Such a tight fucking cunt. A wannabe nun's cunt has to be tight, doesn't it? Oh, you can see me rubbing my panties. Oh, can you smell how wet I am in this tiny little closet? Maybe you need a better view if I just slip these panties off. Oh, look at that tight cunt. It's so wet, too. I slide my fingers right here and... by Satan, that feels so fucking good. You can smell that now, can't you? Still no. Then get your fucking nose in here. You're wriggly, aren't you? Use that tongue. Yeah, get that mouth nice and filthy. Lick it up, dirty boy. Shit. I almost forgot that he was on the other side of that grate, just waiting for your dirty confessions. Oh, don't forget. Tell him you're jacking off your cock. Face buried in a wet cunt. Oh, tell him. And while you're at it, tell him the whole time you were thinking about burying your dick inside that wet cunt, too. Oh, fuck, what's the harm? He's gonna wipe your fucking slate clean afterwards anyways. You might as well go for broke. You fucker. That's my asshole. No, don't you dare stop. You wanna finger fuck every hole I have? You can go for it. Fuck. Okay, that's enough. I'm gonna get caught if you don't keep admitting all the dirty things to him. How about telling him you have one more thing to confess? Tell him how you finally lost control. Eating out that tight cunt, feeling that tight ass, that you just had to slide your unprotected hard fucking cock into that stranger's tight cunt and fuck the shit out of her. Yeah, tell him and do it. Push me up against this wall and slam that fuck pole into my cunt. I knew you had it in you. Oh, by the devil, that's big fucking cock. Oh, shit, he's still there. He's unrelenting, isn't he? He just loves hearing everything you have to tell him. Tell him the last thing. The very last thing. You know what it is. You already know what it is. Do it and tell him. Do it and tell him. Yeah, do it. Come inside me. Come inside a whore that's not your wife and admit it. Confess your fucking sins. Oh, that you're not in a nun. Yeah, that you're not in this naughty fucking nun. Not in me. Not in me. Not in me. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, my Satan, that's fucking good. Oh, shit. I think he's ready to dole out your punishment, stud. Penance, same fucking thing. What is it gonna be? Something brutal for being so fucking bad, I'm sure. I've got the cum dripping out of my cunt to prove just how naughty you were. What? 10 Hail Marys? What sort of crock of shit is that? Did he not hear all the filthy things you were saying? And doing, by the way. First of all, personally, I don't think you have anything to atone for. I wanted to get fucked hard. But rules are rules. And as far as I remember, Banging a woman of the cloth pinned against a wall in a confessional while services are going on is a hell of a no-no. So you definitely deserve a harsher punishment. Something much more creative than 10 Hail Marys. And since I am a woman of the cloth, I guess it's up to me to dole out your punishment. Drop your pants. No, all the way down to your ankles this time. Now bend over. You heard me. Ass out, dirty boy. And let's hope you can count a lot higher than 10. All right, begin. Oh, by Satan, that feels good. Yes, this is what you deserve. No whining. Oh, it hurts. It should hurt. It's a punishment after all. And my tail does make quite a thick belt. Oh, you didn't notice that, did you? Oh, I guess my tits were just too distracting, dirty boy. Oh, shut up and stay down and take it. Oh, this'll show Satan that I'm not a pushover. Oh, besides, your cock's getting hard again. You like getting spanked, don't you, fucker? Oh, by the time I'm done with this ass, you're gonna have to confess all over again. Oh, keep counting. You've got at least 50 more of these to go. Mm.